Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this is a re-recording of the show for Monday, the 15th of May, 2017. I had made an error in Psalm 36, and I must correct it. I cannot let it stand. It changes the context of an entire passage. So, I am re-recording it. We are starting in Psalm 34, and it has a title. It says, of David, when he changed, 81:38, his behavior, 29:40, before Abimelech, that's 40, so that he drove him out, 16:44, and he went away. And that title is referenced in 1 Samuel 21, verses 13 through 15. And Abimelech was the king of Gath. Verse 1. I will bless Yahweh at all times. Praise of him is ever in my mouth. Verse 2. My soul shall boast, 1984, in Yahweh. The poor, 6041, shall hear and be glad. Verse 3. O magnify, 1431, Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4. I asked Yahweh, and he heard me, and delivered me, 5337, from all my fears, 4035. Verse 5, pardon me, they look to him and are radiant, 5102, and their faces are not ashamed, 2659. Verse 6. This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him, and saved him, 3467, from all his troubles, 6869. Verse 7. The messenger, 4397, of Yahweh, that's a divine messenger or an angel, camps, 2583, around, 5439, those that fear him, or that's 3373, or hold him in awe, and delivers them, 2502. There's divine protection there. Here's verse 8, and you can reference 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. O taste, 2398, and see that Yahweh is good, 2896. Happy, or more commonly translated, blessed, is the mighty man, 1397, that takes refuge, 2620, in him. Verse 9. O revere, 3372, Yahweh, you his holy ones, 6918. For those who fear him have no want. 4270. Verse 10. Young lions, 3715, that's speaking of young strong men, may lack, 7326, and suffer hunger, 7456. But they that seek, 1875, Yahweh, shall not want for any good. Verse 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach, 3925, you the fear, 3374, or reverence toward, of Yahweh. Verse 12. In verses 12 through 16 in Psalm 34, you can reference 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Verse 12. Who is the man that desires life and loves many days so he may see good? What's a long life? Verse 13. This is advice to him, okay? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. 48:20. Verse 14. Turn away, 5:4-9:3, from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. 7:2-9:1. Verse 15. The eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous. 6:6-6:2. And his ears are open to their cry, 7775. He'll hear you. Verse 16. The face of Yahweh is against them that do evil, to cut off, 3772, the remembrance, 2143, of them from the land. Verse 17. His people cry, 6817, and Yahweh hears and delivers them from all their troubles, 6869. Verse 18. Yahweh is near to them that have a broken, 7665, heart, and saves those with a crushed, 1793, spirit. 7307. Verse 19, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 18, verse 15. The afflictions of the righteous are many, but Yahweh delivers him from them all. Verse 20, and you can reference the book of John, chapter 19, verse 36. This is a messianic verse. He keeps all his bones, 6106. Not, 3808, 1259 of them is broken, 7665. Verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked. In other words, their own actions. And they that hate the righteous shall be guilty. 8:16. And with that guilt comes punishment. That's sort of implied with that verse. That's what happens to the guilty. Verse 22, Yahweh redeems, 6299, the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be guilty. Dawood had a lot of insight as to the coming Messiah. He had things revealed to him from Yahweh. And he has many messages that he has sent to us through his writings on this. He knew the Messiah would come someday by Yahweh's power. It's just how it is. That's how Yahweh works. A little hit of ice water there. Now we have Psalm 35. And it has a title. It's simple. It just says, of Dawud. It means that he wrote this. Verse 1. Contend, 7:3, 7:8. O Yahweh, with them that contend, and this is 3401 from 7:3, 7:8, the first contend, that was the root word, with them that contend with me, make war, 3:8, 9:8, against those that make war against me. Oh, this is just figurative. Verse 2, take hold of shield and buckler and rise up to help me. Yahweh doesn't need a shield and a buckler. It's just figurative, very poetic. These are poems set to music. Verse 3, draw the spear and close up the way, 5:4, 6:2, against those that pursue me. 7:2, 9:1. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Verse 4, let them be put to shame, 9:5:4, and disgraced, 3:6, 3:7, that seek after my life. Let them be turned back, 5:4, 7:2, and humiliated, 2:6, 5:9, that plan, 2:8, 0:3, evil against me. The conspirators, you know, the ones that were always trying to harm him. Dawud had trouble a lot. Verse 5, let them be as chaff, 4:6, 7:1, before the wind, it just blows it away. And let the messenger, 4:3, 9:7, of Yahweh drive them away. 17:60. And that would be the divine messenger or angel. I don't like to use the term angel, but it's in the Greek as angelos. So they've made it into something. It means messenger. Same, the Greek word means messenger, the same as the Hebrew. But they've changed it into a theophantic angel. Verse 6, let their way be dark, 2:8, 2:2, and slippery, 2:5, 1:9, and let the messenger of Yahweh pursue them. Verse 7, because without cause, 2600, they have hidden their net, 7:5, 6:8, in a pit, 7:8, 4:5, for me, which without cause they have dug for my life. Here's verse 8, and you can reference 3 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 21. Let devastation come upon him unawares, without knowledge. It's 3:8, 0:8, and 3:0, 4:5 combined, without his knowledge. And devastation is 7:7, 2:2. And let him be caught in his own hidden net. Let him fall into that very devastation. The devastation is in the masculine form here. It's going to be used differently in another couple of verses. In 17. verse 9. And my soul shall be joyful, 15:23, in Yahweh. It shall rejoice, 7:7, 9:7, in his salvation. Verse 10. All my bones shall say, this is figurative, Yahweh, who is like you, which delivers the poor, 6:04:1, from one who is stronger, 2:3:8:9, than him. Yea, the poor and the needy, 34, from him that robs him, 14:97. Verse 11. Malicious, 2:5:5:5, that's harmful, okay, witnesses, 5:7:07, rose up, 6:9:6:5, false witnesses. They inquired, 7:5:9:2, of things I did not know of. They just guilt by accusation, same as they do today. They revile us, call us Nazis, oh, we're this and we're that. They call names. And when they do it long enough, people are foolish enough to believe them. There is nothing Nazi about the Holy Scriptures. Okay? That's just something they threw in to tar people with a common brush. It's meaningless when used in context. Verse 12. They rewarded me, 7:9:9:9, evil for good to the bereavement, 7:9:0:8, of my soul. Verse 13. But as for me, when they were sick, 24:70, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned to my own bosom. 2:4:3:6. He fasted and prayed for their health. But they didn't return that. They were evil. Verse 14. I behaved as though he was my friend. 7:4:5:3, that's racial kinsman, or brother, 2:5:1, of the same womb. I was bowed down, 7:8:1:7, with sadness, 6:9:3:7, like one who mourns, 57, for his mother, 5:1:7. He was fasting and praying for these people that were false friends. He cared. He was doing the righteous thing. But not them. Here's verse 15. But when I stumbled, 6:7:6:1, they rejoiced, 8:0:5:5, and gathered themselves together, 6:2:2. The smiters, 5:2:2:2, those who smite with words, gathered themselves together against me, and I did not know it. They were backstabbing him behind his back. They tore, 7:1:6:7, without ceasing, 18:26. They tore with words, in other words, and this was a sustained verbal attack. They were bad-mouthing him, trying to bring him down behind his back. That goes on a lot today. We have those that do that among us. Verse 16. With impious, 2:6:1:1, mockery, 3:9:3:4, they gnashed, 2:7:8:6, upon me, with their teeth. They were biting at him with words. Verse 17, and now here they have replaced the holy name with Lord again, and I have put the holy name back. I'm taking out the damage that they have done wherever I can find it. Verse 17, Yahweh, how long will you look on? Restore my soul from their ravages, 7722. Now, this use of that word is in the feminine form and has a different meaning. My precious life, 3173, from the lions, 3715. Remember those young lions that we talked about? That's a metaphor, metaphorical uses of lions as men. Verse 18, I will give you thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among many people. There's verse 19, and you can reference Psalms 69, verse 4, and the book of John, chapter 15, verse 25, verse 9. Do not let my hated enemies wrongfully, 8267, rejoice over me. Neither let them that hate me without a cause wink, 7169, with their eye. Verse 20. Because they do not speak of peace, 7965, but devise, 2803, deceitful, 4820, matters, 1697, against those that are quiet, 7282, in the land. People that are not bothering anybody, they aren't stirring up strife against those people. Verse 21, yea, they opened wide, 7337, their mouth against me, and said, aha, aha, that's 1889, our eye has seen it. Verse 22, you have seen this, O Yahweh. Do not keep silent. Yahweh, do not be far from me. And the second use of Yahweh in this passage is restored from Adonai again. They changed the holy name again. I don't know why they did that, but they did it. Verse 23, stir yourself up, 5782, and awake, 6974, to my judgment, 4941, judgment or justice. To my cause, that's as a legal case, 7379. My Elohim and my Lord. Now, my Lord here is a title and an appellation of excellence. It is proper. It's not used as a name. Verse 24. Judge me, 8199, O Yahweh, my Elohim, according to your righteousness, and do not let them rejoice over me. Verse 25. Do not let them say in their hearts, ah, just as we wished. Do not let them say, we have swallowed him up. Verse 26. Let all those that rejoice, 8056, at my harm, 7451, be put to shame, 954, and disgraced, 2659. Let them that magnify themselves against me be clothed with shame, 1322, and disgrace. 3639. verse 27. Let me get a drink of water. I'm getting a little dry now. Let those that favor 2655 my righteous cause shout for joy. 7442. Yea, let them say continually, 8548, let Yahweh be magnified, who is pleased at the prosperity, 7965, of his servant. Yahweh will be glad. Verse 28 of Psalm 35. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise, 8416, all the day long. That ends Psalm 35. Now here's Psalm 36 where I had the problem. And I'm going to read it correctly this time. And it says, to the leader, 5329, of Dawud, the servant of Yahweh. Verse 1 is where I messed up. The transgression, 6588, of the wicked, 7563, says in his heart that there is no fear, 6343, of Elohim before his eyes. And you can reference the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 18, verse 2. Because he flatters himself, and puts flattery towards himself, that's 2505 and 413 combined. He flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity is found to be hateful, 8130. Verse 3, the words of his mouth are evil, 205, and deceitful, 4820. He has ceased, 2308, being prudent, 7919, and doing good, 3190. 3190 is to make full. Verse 4. He devises, 2803, mischief, 205, in his bed. He's laying there thinking about evil things to do when he's going to sleep. He sets himself on a path, 1870, that is not good, 2896. He does not reject, 3988, evil, 7451. 7451 has multiple meanings, one of which is evil. Verse 5, your mercy, 2617, O Yahweh, is in the skies, and your faithfulness, 530, reaches to the clouds, 7834. In other words, it's you hugely merciful and faithful. These are poetic verses magnifying Yahweh. Verse 6. Your righteousness, 6666, is like great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, 8415, O Yahweh. You deliver, 3467, Adam, 120, and beast, 929. Beasts here are two-legged beasts. Verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, 2617, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of Adam, again racially specific, take refuge, 2620, under the shadow, 6, 7, 3, 8, of your wings, 3, 6, 7, 1. Verse 8, they shall drink their fill, 7, 3, 0, 1, from the abundance, 1880, of your house. Spiritually filling, okay? And you shall make them drink, 8248, of the river, 5158, of your pleasures, 5730, as blessings. Verse 9, because with you is the fountain, 4726, of life. In your light, 216, we shall see light. In other words, we will be enlightened. Verse 10. O prolong, 4900, your loving kindness to them that know you, and your righteousness to the upright, 3477, in heart. All right. The book of Jasher is actually the book of Yashar, 3477, and it means the book of the upright. So that term is used here, the upright. Verse 11. Do not let the foot, 7272, of pride, 1346, come against me. And do not let the hand of the wicked, 7563, make me flee, 5110. Verse 12, there the doers, 6466, of evil are fallen, 5307, usually means to fall down in death. They are pushed down, 1760, and shall not be able, and be able, 3201, to rise, 6965. There you go. And I corrected that first verse where I had read it wrong before. I make mistakes, but at least I'm man enough to admit it, and I go back and fix them. I don't just let them ride. Here's Psalm 37, with which we will close the show today. Does not have a title. Verse 1. Do not be angry, 2734, because of evildoers, 7489. Neither be envious, 7065, of the doers, 6213, of iniquity, 5766. Because sometimes they prosper. So we shouldn't be envious of them. They have no life outside this one. Verse 2. Because they are like the grass, 2682, and quickly, 4120, wither, 5034, like the green, 3418, grass, 1877. The first grass is just regular grass. The second grass is the fresh new spring shoots that die quickly in a drought. So there's two different words, 2682 and 1877, for grass here. Verse 3, trust, 982, in Yahweh, and do good, so you shall dwell in the land, and in truth, 530, you shall be fed, 7462. not only physical food, but spiritual food. You'll be fed the truth. Verse 4, delight yourself, 6026, also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires, 4862, of your heart. Verse 5, commit, 1556, your ways, in other words, your way of life, to Yahweh. Also trust in him, and he shall do it. Verse 6, and he shall bring forth, 3318, your righteousness, 6664, as the light, 216, and your judgment, or justice, 4941, as the noonday, 6672. How you judge others, okay? How you are judged. Verse 7, be still, 1826, and anxiously await, 2342, for Yahweh. Do not be angry because of those who prosper, 6743, in their ways, because of the man who makes evil plans, 4209. Doesn't do any good to be angry about it. Verse 8. Cease, 7503, from anger, 639, and forsake, 5800, wrath, 2534. Do not be angry and in any way do evil, 7489. Don't try to get vengeance on them right now. Yahweh will repay that. Verse 9, because evildoers shall be cut off. 3772, that means literally they'll die. But those that wait upon, 6960, Yahweh shall inherit, 3423, or possess, the land. 776, verse 10. Yet a little while, 4592, longer, and the wicked, 7563, will be gone. Yea, you shall diligently look for where he was, and he shall be gone. Verse 11, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5. But the humble, 6035, shall inherit the land. Not the meek, the humble. And shall have delight in the abundance, 7230, of peace. Verse 12. The wicked, 7563, plot, 2161, against the just, 6662, or righteous, and gnashes, 2786, upon him with his teeth, trying to take bites out of him. In verse 13, they replaced the sacred name of Yahweh with Adonai here again. I have restored the name of Yahweh. Yahweh shall laugh, 7832, at him, because he sees that his day is coming. Verse 14, the wicked have drawn out, 6605, the sword, and have bent their bow to overcome, 5307, that's to make fall, the poor, 6041, and needy, 34. to slaughter 2873 those of an upright 3477 way of life, 1870. Verse 15. Ooh. Their sword shall go into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken in pieces. 7665. Pardon me for a second. Verse 16. Listen to this. This is a magnificent verse. Verse 16, a little 4592 that a righteous 6662 man has is better 2896 than the wealth of 1995 of many 7227 wicked 7563. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Verse 17, because the arms, that's literally the power, that's how they express power, because the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but Yahweh upholds the righteous. Verse 18. Yahweh knows the days of the upright, 8549, that's a different word for upright, and their inheritance, 5159, shall be forever, 5769. Verse 19, they shall not be put to shame in times of evil. And in the days of famine, 7459, they shall be satisfied, 7646. Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish, that's 6. And the hated enemies of Yahweh shall be as the precious 3368 lambs, 3733. Stop here. Those are referring to the sacrificial lambs for burnt offerings. All right. This is what happens to them. They are not righteous offerings, but continuing on, they shall be consumed, 3615, into smoke, 6227, they shall be consumed. Listen to this one, 21. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy, 2603, and gives. Oh, what a difference. And we see what that going on today. Verse 22. Because those blessed by him shall inherit the land, and those cursed, 7043, by him shall be cut off, 3772. Verse 23, the steps of a good man, 1397 for man, are made firm, 3559, by Yahweh. That means they're established. And he delights, 2654, in his way, 1870, his way of life. Verse 24, though he falls, now that doesn't mean fall down in death here, he shall not be utterly thrown down, 2904, because Yahweh holds him up, 5564, with his hand. Verse 25, I have been a young man, 5288, and now am old, 2204. Yet I have not seen the righteous, 6662, forsaken, 5800, or his offspring, 2233, begging 1245, or seeking bread 3899. Verse 26. Every day he is merciful and lends. 3867. He's not stingy. And his offspring is blessed. 1293. Verse 27. Turn away, pardon me, 5493, from evil, and do good, and dwell, 7931, forevermore. 5769. Verse 28. Because Yahweh loves judgment or justice, 4941. And does not forsake his pious ones, 2623. They are preserved forever. But the offspring of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. 5703. Verse 30. The mouth of the righteous speaks, 1897, wisdom, 2451. And his tongue talks of judgment or justice. Verse 31. The law of his Elohim is in his heart. None of his steps, 838, shall slip. 4571. They won't slip from the path of righteousness. Verse 32. The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to kill him. Verse 33. Yahweh will not leave him in his hand or power, nor condemn him, 7651, when he is judged, 8199. Verse 34. Wait on Yahweh and keep his way, his way of life, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Well, that's coming again. The wicked is going to be cut off. Listen to this. I have seen the wicked in ruthless power, 6184. Spreading himself, 6168, like a flourishing, 7488, native tree, 249. Do we see wicked in ruthless power today? You bet we do. Verse 36, here's the result. Yet he passed away, 5674. And, lo, he was nothing, 369. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Wonder where George Soros went. Verse 37. Watch the man of integrity, 8535, and see the upright, again, 3477, Yashar. Because the latter time, 319, of that man is peace. 7965. He will be blessed with peaceful old age. Verse 38. But the transgressors, 6586, shall be destroyed, 8045. Together, 3162, okay? The gathering of the tares to be bundled and burned. Continuing on. The latter time of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 39. But the salvation, 8668, of the righteous is of Yahweh. He is their refuge, 4581, in the time of trouble, 6869. What have I been telling everybody? Trust on Yahweh. Wait on Yahweh. All of this is that's going on is of His grand plan. And He is going to deal with these people. The evil ones. They think they're mighty now in this world. But they're not taking any of their stuff with them. And they're not going to have real power. They're only under the illusion of power here. Because Yahweh is going to destroy them. They will be punished. And the righteous remnant will be saved and redeemed. Verse 40 of Psalm 37. And Yahweh shall help them, this is the righteous remnant, 5826, and deliver them, 6403. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they take refuge, 2620, in Him. And that ends Psalm 37. Now, we keep telling people to have faith and trust in Yahweh. And He will save His remnant. Well, all the way back then, King David was preaching to this. And things turned out fine for David later. And his enemies were destroyed. And when Solomon took over, things started to go downhill because Solomon didn't follow his father's ways, which were the ways of Yahweh. Solomon married many wives of different races and religions. And he was taken astray by those wives, as Yahweh warned, you will be drawn astray. And wise at first, Solomon became a fool at the end. In great apostasy. So much so that his line would no longer be the kingly line over all of Israel. The 10 northern tribes would be ripped away from the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin, because Benjamin had allied themselves with Yehuda because they were a small tribe and they lived in the territory basically of Yehuda. So he lost the whole kingdom. He kept a remnant for his father's sake, Dawud's sake, but the main kingdom was ripped away from him, and his son was a bad king, and it just went downhill from there. Samuel warned Israel what would happen with kings. Even with King Dawud. Dawud made a lot of mistakes and had a man killed to get his wife, and did this and did that. He had multiple wives. And Solomon had so many that it was just ridiculous. Had a harem. And Solomon later on was a very unrighteous man. Very unrighteous. And it cost him. It cost him. And later on, that magnificent temple he built was destroyed. Our founding fathers here in America built a once great nation, but the evil ones crept in at the beginning and have been working ever since tirelessly to destroy it, and they have pretty much succeeded these days. But no government of mankind is going to be a righteous government. It just is not. And if we hope on men, we are seriously going to be disappointed. So everybody had their hopes up with Trump to take over from Obama Llama Ding Dong. And what's he doing? He is backsliding and changing and flip-flopping and making behind-the-scenes deals, and you expected something different from somebody that has sold their soul enough to even be able to run for that office. They don't let people run unless they're going to go along with the New World Order program. They're not going to be allowed to run. They won't get the financing. They won't get the media support, even though Trump got bashed by the media. Everybody hated Obama and Hillary so badly, at least all the white folks, that they voted in a white man that was going to make America great again, quote, unquote, ha, ha, ha. So that didn't work. Well, we're coming down the end of the hour here. I only have a few minutes left. I would like to announce my new website, www.pastor-steve.com. Okay, it is a very simple website. It is two seed line Christian identity only. It gives all my word-for-word shows and my wake-up call shows in archive in linear order of when they were recorded. It gives links to all other two seed line people, especially those at EFR. There is a sales page for books, etc., etc., by our two seed line authors. And then I have a post column that I post in when I feel necessary, feel it's necessary to make an announcement or a short statement. The site is not interactive because I don't want a bunch of trolls playing games on the site. That's not going to happen. It is there as an info page. There's no chat room. It's for study only. It says right there on the front page, on the home page, this is two seed line identity info all the way through for the serious scripture student. It's not a page to play around on. You listen to the sermons and the teachings. And if you want to go to other sites, there are links there so you can hear more from other folks. So that's the story of the website. And the other website where my stuff is archived is www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Think Outside the Beast is all one word, no separations, all lowercase. And that's Brother Hebert's site. And you can find a ton of good information there. So I'm coming down the end here. And I will say Shalom Aleichem to all. And may Yahweh bless and keep you, and study to show thyself approved. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.